Okay, so I have tooled this, and as you can see, it's shiny. I have a coat of a pretty good coat of Resoline over the top. I've let it dry overnight, and I'm fixing to antique it. So let's get that process started. Now, the antiquing paste, it takes a lot, but one good thing about it is it comes off with soap and water. It washes off. It's not like dye or anything. So I like using my hands. That way I can get it down into the tooled grooves of the project really good, especially knowing that it comes off with soap and water. Does take a lot, but it's what makes all the hard work in your project stand out. And you don't want to let this set on for a long time. You just want to make sure that it's down in all the grooves. So I kind of go over it in different directions to make sure it got down in all the tooling. And then once you feel like you've got a decent coat all over it, I will start off with a dry towel and wipe that off with the dry towel. Once I have it with the dry towel, I've got a damp cloth that I'm going to take and go over the top, and it kind of just cleans up any of those areas that have that muddy, dirty look to the top of them. And this is what it looks like when you have antiqued it. And the antique has fallen into all those pretty tooling and groove marks on your piece. So I'm gonna let this dry and I'm gonna put another sealant coat. So see how there's that line right there? See if you kind of hold your piece up close and look and make sure there are no like lines that need to be cleaned off, and just kind of lightly wipe any excess antique off. And I am using a, let's see, what is it? It is a dark brown antique finish. And so I'm gonna let this dry a while, and then I'm gonna put a sealant coat on it, and then it will be ready to put on the front of the Roper purse.